Nahum. Chapter 2. He that dashes in pieces has come up before your face. Keep the fortress, watch the road, make your flanks strong, fortify your power mightily. For the Lord will restore the excellence of Jacob, as the excellence of Israel, for the plunderers have emptied them out, and marred their vine branches. The shield of his mighty men is made red, the valiant men are in scarlet. The chariots shall be with flaming torches in the day of his preparation, and the cypress trees shall be terribly shaken. The chariots shall rage in the streets, they shall jostle one against another in the broad roads, they shall seem like torches, they shall run like lightning. He shall recount his nobles, they shall stumble in their walk, they shall make haste to the wall, and the defense shall be prepared. The gates of the rivers shall be opened, and the palace shall be dissolved. It is decreed, she shall be led away captive, she shall be brought up, and her maidens shall lead her as with moaning of doves, beating upon their breasts. Though Nineveh was of old like a pool of water, yet they shall flee away. Stand, stand, shall they cry, but none shall look back. Take the spoil of silver, take the spoil of gold, for there is no end of treasure or wealth out of all the precious things. She is empty, and void, and waste, and the heart melts, and the knees strike together, and much pain is on all sides, and the faces of them all grow pale. Where is the dwelling of the lions, and the feeding place of the young lions, where the lion, even the old lion, walked, and the lion's cub, and none made them afraid? The lion did tear in pieces enough for his cubs, and strangled for his lionesses, and filled his caves with prey, and his dens with torn flesh. Behold, I am against you, says the Lord of hosts, and I will burn her chariots in the smoke, and the sword shall devour your young lions, and I will cut off your prey from the earth, and the voice of your messengers shall no more be heard.